It is time for sports right now, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm all right, a little cold.
Yeah, it's 23 here.
Yeah, it stinks.
Well, what the heck? We got to get used to it. Sooner or later, full spring will come, and then summer will come.
Yeah, it's going to go from 40 to 90.
That's right. All right, so now, have you been, I know you're not a watch, have you been looking at some of these proposed changes in the NFL?
No.
Oh, my God, Mike. Oh, my God.
What are they going to play with, skirts?
No, get this. Listen, here's one change that they're actually thinking about doing. In the fourth quarter, they're thinking about eliminating onside kicks. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to give a team.
Have a jump ball?
No, worse than that. They're going to, if let's say you're down by 16 points and you score a touchdown.
They're going to give you the ball back.
On your 15, a fourth and 15, you can, if you get a first down, you get to continue on instead of the onside kick.
Yeah, how'd you like to bet on this garbage?
How stupid is this?
You know, change the rules. Make people happy. You know, change is good. Change is good.
Now, Sean Payton, on the other hand, told the NFL Network, if the league doesn't make changes to its instant replay system or officiating this offseason, quote, then ownership is saying they're comfortable with what happened a year ago.
Exactly. I mean, the NFL is archaic. It's what is it, the emperor's naked, but he has on no clothes. What's that saying that there is, right? You can't see the whatever. The NFL puts in these stupid rules where they can use replay, but then they can't use it for something that's blatant, and even the guy that can't see can see it. That's the problem with the NFL. They throw you the little bone, but they won't give you the meal. Everything is an easy fix for the NFL. They just refuse to do it because they love the controversy that surrounds it. That's the NFL. The NFL thrives on controversy. It's just like wrestling. Oh, the Iron Sheik should have won if the guy didn't come out of the first row and hit him in the chair with the chair in the head and the referee had his back turned. That's the NFL. They know what they need to do, but they don't want to do it. There's a simple fix for the overtime. There's a simple fix for being down by 15 points. You know what it is? Get a better team. You won't be down by 15 points. So you're going to give the team, let me understand this, you're going to give the team a first and what?
No, a fourth and 15.
On their own 15.
On their own 25 or 35-yard line.
Okay, good. So they don't get it, and the other team has the ball, and they could pile it on some more.
It's stupid.
I mean, they've changed the rules already with the onside kicks that almost makes them impossible to recover. So, you know, they want to get rid of kickoffs. They probably want to get rid of punts. They're probably going to add a fifth down. The NFL is an unwatchable product, unwatchable. College football, they keep the same rules. They keep everything intact. They change their overtime. Is it the best overtime? No, I don't think so, but at least it's fair for both teams. They both get a chance to do what they need to do. College football's light years ahead of the NFL. The NFL's a joke. Maybe they're going to implement the rule that when you're down by 10 points, you only play with 10 guys, the team that's winning. You play with one less player to give the other team a chance to come back. The NFL's becoming the ultimate everybody-gets-a-trophy league.
And here's how about this. I think the NFL is tired of having the Patriots open up the season. This year, the opening game will be a showcase game between the Green Bay Packers at Soldier Field against the Chicago Bears.
Who cares?
And then the opening game.
Why don't they have the Cleveland Browns playing like the Tennessee Titans?
No, the Giants.
Why?
Because Odell can strike back at the Giants.
Who cares about that guy? I told you. I'm not even going to say his name anymore.
I know, right?
Who cares about him? He's a non-entity, and the Giants are a non-entity until proven otherwise.
All right. Well, with that being said, where do you want to go in sports?
Not a lot going on right now. You got the three-day lull before the NCAAs pick up. Baseball broke camp. They start playing for real on Thursday. Luckily for them, it's supposed to get pretty warm by the weekend up in the Northeast. And just waiting for baseball to start. The Mets soap opera continues. Now Noah Syndergaard's out banging the drum. What an organization. What can you say about them? So they start playing for real Thursday, and we'll see what happens. We'll see who's who and who's a pretender and who's a contender, and I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the first week of real baseball to see who's where.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it because even though they'll be playing up north here, you're still going to see green grass, and you're going to see them playing baseball, and it makes you feel a little bit better about the weather.
I don't know about that. It's just good to see them play from the inside of a nice warm house.
That's right.
Not to be out in an ice cold plastic chair.
Now, when I used to do high school sports, I would do high school football, boys and women's basketball. We would do some hockey games, and we would do baseball. You know what the coldest games to broadcast were?
Baseball.
Yeah, the spring baseball games. Oh my!
See, I've been, and there's other people saying about it too. It's never ever going to happen, but they need to flip football and baseball. Baseball for high school needs to become a fall sport, and football needs to become an end of winter, spring sport, because you have premium weather to play baseball until the middle of November, and you never have any baseball weather to play baseball here in the Northeast until the season's done, which is now probably like. When I went to high school, we played baseball till the second or third week of June. Now the season's over. The second week of May, they make kids play four games a week, which is absolutely criminal. And, all because that's the way they want to do things. The old way is the good way. Change is not always good. And for high school sports, they need to change the seasons. Like I said, it'll never happen. And they need to lengthen the seasons the way they used to be.
You know, you used to broadcast games, and the game would start, because it has to be after school, so it wouldn't start till about 3 o'clock, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The sun would start to set and get behind the mountains at like 4 or 4:30, and you could have a 55-degree day go down to 35 with wind in a split second. It's just the most uncomfortable time of year to watch baseball outside in the Northeast. It really
is. You start playing for real up in this area in college just after St. Patrick's Day in college. And college is different because college is out earlier. You have to be done in early May and whatever. But our college field was on a big open prairie right on the side of Newark Bay. When you had any wind from any direction blowing, it was a wind tunnel. We had barrel fires to keep warm.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Yeah, well, somebody back then, we still used to use a little bit of wood. When somebody broke a wooden bat, went in a fire.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, right. That's the way it was. But that is baseball in the Northeast. But there's an easy fix to flip the seasons. Never happened.
All right, we'll check with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, Mike. Take care. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.